This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. So first up, we're talking about Novak Djokovic, world number one, who's not going to be at the Australian Open because Border Patrol wasn't happy with his vaccination status.
Yes, Australian Border Patrol, the institution that has reality shows dedicated to them because that's how dedicated Australians are to Border Patrol. Anyway, this has been percolating for a while, but today it was officially announced that Novak Djokovic's visa to enter Australia has been cancelled. At the moment, entry into Australia with a visa requires double vaccination or a medical exemption. And the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, basically said Djokovic did not have a valid medical exemption to the vaccination requirement. Rules are rules. There are no special cases. He has actually been in Melbourne since Wednesday. He then spent 8 hours detained at a Melbourne airport overnight before the Border Force officials announced that he had been denied entry. He is waiting at the moment in a Melbourne quarantine hotel because he is legally challenging the decision.
So the Tennis Australia's grounds for the exemption initially was granted following a process that involved being assessed by two panels of health experts. But this actually resulted in a fair amount of public outcry because of this exemption, right? Because as Scott Morrison said, most people are of the opinion that rules should be rules. And also given the fact that Australia is currently facing a growing outbreak of COVID-19, showing record high numbers of daily cases, needless to say, this didn't really impress many people. But on the other side of it, though, Djokovic and his team are not taking this lying down. They are planning to mount a legal appeal. So they've been trying to obtain a federal court injunction to stop his deportation. And today, a snap full hearing has been scheduled for Monday between Djokovic and the Home Affairs Minister. I think it's quite an interesting one because someone of this kind of star power coming in for the Australian Open, it is, of course, bringing in a lot of attention, sponsorship and so on. But on the other hand, I think it does warrant discussion in terms of who should be exempt. I mean, if the average traveler wanting to get into Australia can't get in, is the joker any exemption?
So I wanted to say that we've been talking our way around the situation without actually talking about why Novak Djokovic has been denied, right? Because he has... I will say that the way he's being described in the news, it depends on where you read. In some instances, he's outright called an anti-vaxxer. In other instances, I've seen him described as a vaccine skeptic. And the reason for that is because he hasn't actually publicly revealed his vaccination status. This is not the first time that the question has come up. It's actually been asked in previous tournaments as well. And repeatedly, the stand has been, I'm not going to say. And what he has said, however, is that in a Facebook live chat, he did say he was personally opposed to vaccination. How that translates into whether he got vaccinated is, I suppose anyone's guess, although you could make a pretty educated one. He did contract the virus in June of 2020, so there is that. And that is basically the backdrop, right, to all of this. I think the other thing to consider here is also the status of many Australians who have actually been struggling to make their way home. So I think whenever we talk about travel, it's important to remember that we're not just talking about leisure travel. We are actually talking about, in some cases, borders being closed to people who very much would just like to be in their home country. But countries like Australia and New Zealand, for that matter, having very stringent requirements for how to get in and having very limited numbers as to who can fly in. So knowing all that and knowing that there is talk of a medical exemption for one tennis player, I think makes it quite egregious, like in that context, at least for me.
In a national sense, though, the response from Serbia is also quite interesting because they've really risen. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić addressed the situation. He said they're doing everything they can to end Australian government's harassment of their star tennis player. Multiple Serbians have been posting I'm just quoting the president here. He said Serbia will fight for Novak truth and justice within international law norms. All of which brings us back to really this question of of, and it's something that comes up quite often, right? When someone is this sort of star in their field, what it means for their personal politics and how much special treatment can they get? But also, what does that then lead to in terms of a wider perception of the issue, in this case, one's vaccination status or lack thereof?
Yeah, and it's a tough one because of the high-profile nature of Novak Djokovic. I think it's also worth pointing out that in other leagues, I'm thinking here of something like the NBA, when they have had prominent players say that they were either vaccine agnostic or outright vaccine deniers, that they had people banned, for example, from playing. But the math is different, I think, from sport to sport. And it's not always about politics. In some instances, it's just about money, as you say, right? In fact, this is the whole argument for why the men's game gets paid more, why the payments for when you win a cup and so on, why all of that is bigger, because the argument has always been that the men's game gets more attention, gets more televisation, gets all these things. And so when you couple that with the world number one, I think you see, you know, where also future tennis tournaments are going to have to decide this for themselves.
We will be discussing this further shortly with Harish Deol, co-founder of 2213.my. But do send us your thoughts. What's your take on this? Are you a Joker fan? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Break from mediocrity. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:14. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're talking about the fact that Novak Djokovic has been barred from entering Australia, really, to be able to compete in the Australian Open because of his vaccination status. We'd like to hear your thoughts on this. Are you a fan? What's your take on this? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now is Harish Deol, co-founder of 2213.my. Harish, great to have you back with us.
Hello, and Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to you too.
Yes.
What's your personal take on Djokovic not being allowed into Australia over his vaccination status?
I know a whole lot of people from Malaysia who would like to go to Australia and meet their loved ones. So, yeah, I think there's no personal take over this, Sharmila. It's more of a fact that the laws have been made. It's a health issue. It's not a diplomatic, unreasonable diplomatic role or something of that sort. So, it's a health issue, and it should be as straightforward as that. Yeah.
So we talked earlier about, you mentioned diplomatic role, and the thing is, it is escalating in that direction. But what sorts of reactions are we seeing from fans and followers of tennis who are looking forward to the Open?
Look, the fans are mostly, as what we've read thus far, they don't want, Novak to be, anywhere near the tournament, because they believe that there is no sense of uniformity when it comes to whether it's an athlete or whether it's the regular Australian trying to get back. So there are some concerns by other people saying that, the Australian Open may lose its appeal. I beg to differ. I think in this era, particularly with the pandemic, you need some form of uniformity. And I think the Australian government, despite a U-turn within, have finally said that it doesn't matter who you are. If you're not vaccinated, you're not allowed in.
That's it, though. Will this not impact the Australian Open, the fact that we're talking about sponsors and he's the number one player and all of these things?
I don't think so. I believe that I think we are disrespecting the other players. When we are too fixated with just one player alone, we forget that there are many other players out there who actually have a really good shot at winning the Australian Open. I think this fixation also happens, and then we presume that the sponsors would be disturbed by this. But I believe no, because we've seen instances in the past whereby there have been such controversies in quotes, only for the event to later flourish. I mean, look at what happened when South Africa hosted the World Cup. People said that money would be better spent on other form of development, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. But at the end of the day, it became one of the best, World Cups. And then followed by Brazil, the same thing happened. And this kind of controversies happen all the time. Maybe not specifically in this subject that we're speaking about. But I don't think that one person alone can impact the Australian Open. I think they should be more bothered about the Australian fans. They make the tournament.
If we look at the player then, Novak Djokovic is at a stage in his career where he's chasing down those numbers and records, right? This would have been his chance to play for his 10th Australian Open. He traditionally does well in this spot. How do you see this affecting his standing?
I mean, he's got a choice. Look, regardless who this person is, sadly, we're talking about, Novak. But the thing is that we have to be fair to the other players. There are players who, I know for a fact that quite a number of tennis players have chosen not to get vaccinated for reasons best known to them. If you've taken a stand, it's your right, so be it. But I think the Australian Open and the Australian government have taken a stand as well. And he's got to respect that stand. So if he doesn't want to play ball, after all, sports is all about fair play, correct? So if you don't play by the rules, then you shouldn't be whining and complaining about this and that. And this whole thing is now escalating into a so-called diplomatic row. So just play by the rules. It's as simple as that.
What is the wider impact, though, when an athlete of Djokovic's stature makes this kind of stand? Something like saying vaccination status shouldn't be a matter for discussion or concern.
It is concerning because as much as we, whether we like it or not, athletes are often role models. They have this impact. And I think I've seen this repeatedly in the past, and I'll say this again. When an athlete says something, it's almost like the gospel truth. But when it comes to, let's say, for example, an official, we are quick to lambast. It can be the same narrative. It can be the same kind of conversation. But let's just take away the fact that Novak had said it and somebody else, a politician, had said it, and you see the prickbacks. Why? That's not right. We're not looking at the context. Also, athletes, with no disrespect to them. They are quite a number of learned athletes, but there are also those who clearly, don't read. They may be good on the field or on the courts, but they are no medical experts. So why should we or anyone out there be respecting views from people who are not experts in their field? We should be respecting their views when it comes to sports. We should be respecting their views when it comes to the governance of sports, perhaps, but not when it comes to health.
So, we've seen other high-profile athletes in other sports express hesitation over the vaccination, some of them actually being more more upfront about it. And different governing bodies have dealt with it differently. How do you think the ATP has handled the situation overall?
I think the ATP has made it clear that they would like to, they're not forcing because they too are, caught between the right of an individual, but at the same time, they're encouraging more and more people. I believe the WTA is close to achieving 100% of athletes under their stable vaccinated. I do know for a fact that there are quite a number of male athletes, tennis players, so to speak, who are still, not taking the vaccination, but once again, reasons best known to them. I think the ATP will eventually be forced to actually impose stricter rules to ensure that the players who compete are fully vaccinated. I don't know whether you're familiar with Aaron Rodgers, but he is actually an NFL player, the National Football League, and he took it a step one notch higher when he said that he's immunized. He's an unvaccinated athlete, pro athlete, who said that he is immunized from the COVID-19. I don't even know what that means, but basically he's trying to say that he's immune to the coronavirus, and as such he doesn't need to be vaccinated because of the alternative health supplements that he's had. So that too has been an argument in the US with regards to one's right of seeking alternative treatment. I mean, as much as we can laugh about it, at the end of the day, people say it's all about human rights and the freedom of expression, correct? Mm-hmm. So here you go, freedom of expression.
Well, to bring it back to Djokovic, he is setting, looking to mount a legal challenge. How would you like to see this resolved?
I mean, he's free. Once again, it's his right to mount a legal challenge. You know, it's like, you know, people can sue anyone for anything these days. So yeah, it is his right. He will definitely do so because he will feel that it's impacted his right to play, right to be in Australia and whatever rights that he believes he has. So be it. Let's see whether he gets on the plane first or the cops will listen to what he's got to say first. I think he's still trapped, so to speak, in his hotel, correct?
Yes.
I love it when athletes or prominent people get to exaggerate stuff while people like us just keep quiet and we're like, oh, we just got a nice cozy hotel, so to speak. Fun, isn't it?
Harish, thanks for speaking.
Shamila is laughing. Sally is a radio show.
I'm trying to keep things neutral, but thanks for joining us today, Harish.
No worries. Anytime for you. Take care.
You too. That was Harish Deol, co-founder of 2213.my. Do share your thoughts with us. We're talking about Novak Djokovic basically not being allowed to compete in the Australian Open because of his vaccination status. What's your take? Are you a fan? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And we do have messages already.
Yes, we do. So we have Manmit who says, not a fan of tennis, but regardless of the game, rules to protect citizens should be respected or be done with. Families have been separated for 2 years. This is just a tournament.
I mean, that's really it, isn't it? It seems a little bit cavalier and a little bit uncaring to do exactly that, to consider yourself above all of these people who have been struggling, separated, attempting to get back home for 2 years now.
Yeah, and I think we didn't mention earlier some aspects of the legal challenge, right? Because while this is happening and while Novak Djokovic is continuing to be in a quarantine hotel, one element of this is that his lawyers are actually asking for him to be transferred to a hotel with a tennis court so that he can continue to train. And again, this makes a lot of sense from a purely tennis, if you think about it, as an athlete, they want to train. That makes sense. But when you think about it in the context of, can people make these sorts of requests, especially when they themselves have not complied with the rules of entering a country? You know, I think just the idea of privilege or, you know, asking for things is one that needs to be raised here.
I wanted to read this one from Ibrahim on Twitter, who says, the Joker is the world's number one, but he's a clown thinking he can challenge the law. Denying him a visa is justice served. Two puns there if you didn't get it. Clown, Joker, served.
Yes, actually, Ibrahim went on to say served, get it? But but we do. And it is a good pun. I appreciate a good tennis pun as much as the next person. I am quite curious to see where this goes, though, because it has to all happen quite quickly. The tournament is around the corner. And so all these legal challenges and the president getting involved and all these different things, it's all going to come to a head quite soon. It has to.
Yes, and actually part of the problem, of course, has been the fact that we've seen changes, right? So we have Mario who says they approved and then cancelled, and that's rather bad for the Australian Open. Why approve and then later cancel the visa?
So from my understanding of it, it appears that the medical exemption on the side of the Tennis Australia end of things was granted. And then the Border Patrol, which is a different body, right? A different governmental body, looked at it and said, I don't think this qualifies. So it's actually not the same as applying, cancelling. It's closer to one person saying, I think this will be good enough. And another person just slamming the door shut and saying, no, it's not good enough.
And different bodies of authority, different areas of jurisdiction. Billy is just drawing on, well, Nadal. Nadal said Novak should have known that he may be denied entry due to his vaccination status. I've seen a lot of comparisons between Djokovic and other players and how they've been handling it. And I found all of that really interesting because, again, this is playing out amongst very well-known people in their fields. It's not just the average citizen, as one might say.
Yes. And it's also people weighing in who are of, like you said, prominent people within the field, within the space that they're operating in. And everybody kind of has an opinion on this. I do think that when it comes to the Australian Open, everybody knew heading into this year that this was going to be an issue, I think. Not just Nadal, but this was something that, like I said earlier, has been really in the works for a while.
Keep those thoughts coming. We're discussing Novak Djokovic not being allowed to play in the Australian Open due to his vaccination status. What's your take on this? Are you a fan? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.